Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says it pounded terrorist positions in Iraq's Kurdistan region near the border with Iran. In a statement, the IRGC said terrorist groups' bases and training centers were targeted by artillery, missiles, and drones. It said terrorists had used Iraqi Kurdish villagers as human shields. The attack left scores of terrorists dead or wounded. The IRGC said the attack came after terrorists killed three border guards and sought to disrupt peace in Iran's West Azerbaijan and Kurdistan provinces. The group urged the Iraqi Kurds not to allow Kurdish territory to be used as terror training centers. The Islamic Republic has been battling terrorist groups for almost 40 years. We use their bases in Iraq's Kurdistan region to stage attacks inside Iran. Political commentator Mostafa Khoshchashm believes that the United States arms, finances, and provides training to anti-Iran terrorist groups to weaken the Islamic Republic.
We know that all these armed Kurdish groups, they started operations against Iran in a war of militancy after the Islamic Revolution, but after several years that they were defeated, they escaped to Iraq, and there was some kind of armistice for several decades. But ever since Mr. Bolton, the national security advisor of Mr. Trump, rose to power with a several-page plan that included some kind of hybrid war against Iran in various areas of soft, semi-hard, and hard warfare, that includes arming the terrorist groups, Takfiri Wahhabi groups that are against Islamic Republic ideology, and they've been fighting all across the Middle East against different governments, as well as the separatist groups that includes some Arab, Baluch, and Kurdish groups. They have been arming, training, and providing them with logistical support in their second largest diplomatic mission in abroad, that is in Erbil, and they've been receiving the financial support of the Saudis in the same region in order to harm Iranian security, in order to risk the risk ratio for investment, domestic and foreign investment in the country, and leave a grave impact on the Iranian economy, to weaken Iran,